I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Merry Christmas edition with the Jingle Caps of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be, the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen, upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, check us out on Facebook. Those terrified cats of the litter, the lizard, too funny. And can you tell? I'm a little out of breath, okay? When I'm in the studio, I can get up and dance around all over the place in my home office. When we're Zooming, I can't move around a whole lot because I don't have enough space. So I was up, I danced with the two songs, and now I'm like worn out. But that's the whole point of getting up and getting you know, some little exercise and energy going. I guess we started it during the pandemic, but it still is fun to do, and I think we kind of need to do it and get up and moving. So
yeah,
anyway.
We do.
We will do it again at 11 o'clock. Anyway, how fun are the Jingle Cats? So we've got the rest of December here and of course, bringing in the new year. But it's always so much fun to celebrate with the Jingle Cats. And, of course, sometime in this hour, we're going to have our first go-through on the Christmas carols. And figuring that we haven't had a chance to rehearse. So
no, this will be. We're gonna rehearse
in this hour, give it a whirl, and then we'll do it again next hour because then we'll probably be better.
Hopefully have all the kinks worked out by then.
Yeah. So it is the third Sunday of December, and so it is still Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Readings with Natasha Venter. And Natasha, in addition to being a communicator and medium and, your general psychic gal, she does a podcast on Wednesdays, 4 o'clock, and you do private readings. And then now these days you're often at the metaphysical fairs and stuff around the area.
A little bit, not all of them, but I've been dancing into a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, she also knows more about astrology than I do and all that sort of thing. So I would think we got a lot of stuff going on, don't we? I mean, because the solstice is today. This is the first official day of winter. And how does that kind of affect everything?
Well, what it is that whenever we go through like the solstice or an equinox, that it is pretty much like a car wash time for us. We can go through a lot of these new beginnings, these new stories, these new downloads. And we've been coming into the new energies and I've called it a 1 year in the past, but actually it's a 10 year, and this is an awareness that has come to me. And I got a big download this morning about our 2026 year. Right. So it's actually a 10. So 2026 adds up to a 10, which can be brought down to a 1 year, which is about new beginnings, new opportunities.
Now, the numerology, is a science all of its own and how that
it is.
And so when you say 2026 to get to that, what you do is add up the numbers 2 and 2 is 4 and 6 is then 10.
10, so, exactly.
So,
just like 2025 was a 9 year, and it was the year of the
snake. That's usually
completion.
Nine is usually completion, isn't it?
It is. It's about endings and beginnings. A lot of us kind of went through awakenings that we didn't really understand what kind of awakenings we were going through because just things seemed like they were stripping off of us. You know, the Chinese New Year of the snake, we went through, shedding the skin. And we've gone through a lot of planets going into retrograde before. There was I was on the show one summer talking about how we had like 5 planets during a summer in retrograde.
And right? I don't know we've about you, through... Natasha, but recently, just in this last 6 months, to me, it feels like Mercury's been in retrograde the whole darn time. Now,
exactly.
I know it only happens a few times, but it feels like it's out of whack the whole time. I mean,
exactly. Well, we've been going through these planets. We've actually gone through more planets in retrograde again through this fall time instead of the summertime. So this fall time has been really about stripping down, but it's been interesting. The partnerships, I'm going to call them the partnerships of awakening us into our new story. And so that's that 9 year, the year of the Chinese year of the snake. You know, being able to shed the skin about, you know, coming into that understanding of the tree snake, about getting a different vision about how we've been able to negotiate through stories. Coming into now, we're coming into this 10 year. And I got the image this morning that the 10 represents the one of us, the one that's standing with us, the one that we are, our soul, our spirit, our guidance. We have a team of universal spirits around us to help us with our belief systems to do what we're doing. And yet we have the 10. The 10 is a complete circle, right? As above, and it comes back around. So we might have some full circle moments in this next year that says, are we ready to really get out of that story, right? Are we willing to see ourselves for who we are? You know, like a lot of us might end up getting sober this year. The awarenesses of who we are, and I'm not talking about sobriety with alcoholism, but just being sober in life, right? That sobriety of life that, you know, we're going to come back down to, you know, what was an old truth at the beginning of the circle, right? The top of the circle. and it coming back around to find out what is the truth that we can sit in. So that's part of this story of the 10, is that circle of completion of who are we? And it's not necessarily completion in the sense of we're going to be doing a journey for the next couple of years, yes. But it's that, it's about cleaning up a lot of our old stories that aren't our truths anymore. And so going into this, that we have, we've got like Venus entering into Capricorn, and then Mars in, and then we have Jupiter and Saturn. So Jupiter's in retrograde, in Cancer, which that's about the emotions, that deep water emotions, you know, the, you know, like I'm a double Cancerian. So the crab, you know, a lot of us need to find a new way. Which way does a crab walk, right? The crab walks sideways. So find a new way to walk your life. And then Saturn's going to be in Pisces, and the Pisces is about the deep water fish, right? And the deep emotions of our story. So we have a lot of water signs. What's been happening with the floods, right? The deep water of emotions and the story of life, and how can we get through these deep waters of our understandings. But the thing is, though, a lot of Pisceans, they struggle with vulnerability, because when a fish like the salmon go up into the river, they have to be vulnerable. They're in less water, right? They're not in the deep water. So they have to learn to be vulnerable. So we have to learn that vulnerability is our strength. It gets us to where we need to go, but we have to see ourselves. So there again is that circle. The circle of the 10, right? That moment of how do we find our truths in the midst of the IA, the, you know, a lot of those, the, you know, is this the, what somebody's telling me, you know, because we are all part of the universal oneness, right? The one of this next year, the 1 year, right? But it's about finding our truth. And we're coming into also the fire horse this next year, the Chinese fire horse. So it's going to be still about shedding. The horse sheds every spring, gets off the old skin. So what are we going to be willing to shed for this next year? And but it's about community. It's about finding the balance. How does a mare lead the herd while a stallion brings up the back? Well, they work together, right? The mare protects their young, but the stallion comes in to say, not in my house, right? How do we find the balance of our masculine to feminine, which is the zero? It's that coming into wholeness. And what does the universe work on, right? What do all our star beings work on? Ones and zeros. Ones and zeros. It's about coming back to our home. It's coming back to ourselves. That was the big download I got this morning. It was like, it was huge about finding, you know, we can't listen to the world outside of us, glean what we want off of what is out there. But it's really time to, this food, when we look at the chicken, does it look like real chicken or does it look like fake chicken? You know, what is our gut telling us?
Is it AI?
Is it, you know, in our gut, you know, there's been some people who say, God, I keep eating in that place and my tummy feels upset. And it's like, well, yeah, because we have to find
Don't
our
eat
truth.
There anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We have to find our, it's,
well, it
it's
sounds
gonna
like
be a
big,
time.
Big time of awakening and transitioning and letting go of mm-hmm. all the new and all of that sort of thing and being willing to all of
exactly.
that. But then you said, you know, coming home, time that you come home and know who you are and all of that. But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, the lessons that I've learned is there's only one reason why we're here. And that's perfect being spiritual beings in physical bodies in this dimension,
yep.
so that we can go home to God. Okay? That's the only reason we're here, is to get back to God. And according, you know, to my guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, it takes millions of lifetimes to even realize that that's the program and that's what you're doing. And those of you that you know, have a spiritual foundation and a grounding here and you know, a dip in these sorts of rooms, you're getting there. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because, you know, once you master being a true spiritual being, in line with God in physical form here on the planet, you don't have to come back anymore. Okay, you get to work your way through the higher planes, getting back to God. So it really is a spiritual experience. We just don't know necessarily that we're spirit first, physical body second. And so that's what going home is all about. Just wanted to interject. But it sounds like we got all got big changes and stuff going on. So just know Natasha's here, and you can take advantage of that while we're here the rest of the show. And if you want to know if there's anything specific going on for you that she can see, you know, going into the new year, now would be a good time to give us a call. So if you got behavior training or healing questions or comments about animals, I'm here, and if you would like a personal reading with Natasha, find out what's going on with you, give us a call, local number 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And gosh, looking at the clock, it is that time again. We need to take care of advertisers, so let's do that. And we will continue with our discussion. So stay right where you are. Pick up your phone if you're so inclined. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Alrighty, hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. And when we arrive today, Stacy, the halls are decked here at Hubbard Radio.
As we always do every year, especially with thanks to Warm 106.9 and their team.
Yep, which is, I was listening to Warm on the way home last night, you know, Christmas carols, driving home, because I was way down, I was way over in Magnolia area. I had to drive. So I got to listen for quite a while.
Yeah, Seattle's number one Christmas music station when they're not playing, you know, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. And
yeah, they are.
Holiday season, it's Christmas.
Well, and I think to give Warm credit, I've been around for so long. I think it was probably a couple decades or more ago. But anyway, Warm started the play constant Christmas music. Now they used to start it right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now I think they started on Halloween or something.
Time.
You know, and so but it used to be they started after Thanksgiving, and you know, and Warm, that was, it was really popular. So as the years went by, other stations started doing it, but and it's happened earlier and earlier. But Warm remains the king and queen of Christmas music.
Oh, absolutely. You know, nobody beats Warm. And then we also have another station, Kixie, if you want to switch it up just a little bit, maybe hear some old-time favorites of Christmas music. One of our sister stations here, Kixie 880 AM, will provide that for you. You
get to,
like Frank Sinatra Christmas songs and stuff like that.
I keep forgetting that.
Throw it back.
I have to check that out. So KIXI, I think that's 880 AM.
Yep.
Isn't that right? Yeah. Okay. I have to remember to check that out.
And of course, here is the only place, at least that I know of, that you can hear the animals singing the Christmas songs too. So of course, you know, listen to Animal World on Sundays from 9 AM to noon.
We have the advantage, and we're the only one. We have the exclusive Jingle Cats.
That we do.
The only place you can find them is with us. I do want to mention, after the ads we ran, we are still, just so you know, in case you're wondering, we're still running the old promo for Conscious Talk. You know, the very sad news in November was the passing of Rob Spears, Brenda's husband, and that they've done Conscious Talk for. They actually had, you know, done their show longer than I. They were here. They started a couple years or so before I did here on the station. Now we're running it because we know the show's going to continue, but they're still figuring it out. But we just kind of been talking. Keep running it, just so you know. It's eventually. You know, but, you know, you can imagine it was, I don't know all the details, but it was very sudden, totally unexpected, and really challenging for Brenda, and, you know, needed time to get through all of this. But we know they're working on it, you know, and she's working. So we'll keep you posted with what we know, but right now we don't know anything except they're working on it.
Right now we're just going to be broadcasting Encore, which are replays of the show and some of our favorites.
Yeah,
until we figure out how we will be proceeding forward.
Yep. So just say prayers. Keep Brenda in your thoughts and imagining. Oh, wonderful. Now, boy, Natasha, is that in alignment when you were saying astrologically? Because poor Brenda's got, you know, she's going to be transforming completely in the show and all of that with Rob's passing and so forth. Hopefully, you know, astrologically, you know, the astrological energy will support her in the process and help her through that.
Well, and too, I want to honor the people who are going through grief right now, you know, because the holiday season isn't a blessing for everybody. I mean, I know for me, my husband even said, you know, this year, honey, I know you need your lights, you know, the Christmas lights. Oh. You know, to bring some kind of light through the darkness, because of the holiday seasons for me are pretty triggerable with grief for me, because of losing my whole family. And then my kid lives in New Mexico and I'm not going to see her this year. You know, just that whole, you know, story of, you know, and I was talking with some of my teacher, you know, because I work in elementary school, And, you know, there's a lot of people who are in the process of their children are growing up and out of the house. And so there's the grief of not Christmas being the way you want it. And that can be in many different ways, because I know there's a lot of people who, you know, cut their lives away from family because it was a toxic situation. And so, you know, we have this grief of, I wish it was a certain way. I wish it could be the same way it was, but it was never good in the first place because we were all, you know, there's so many stories that are going off in our realities that, you know, grief is part of that thing. But I want people to understand, though, that if you can just walk through your grief with as much grace as you can for yourself, as much wisdom as you can for yourself, that when you get to that point where you can see what grief really is for you, and it's a vulnerability, and that vulnerable piece really teaches you who you are. You know, we put on these fronts, we put on this reality, we put on these knowings, and then when you get grief, you can only be you can only be what you're going to be at that time, especially when you lose a spouse or you lose a child or you lose, you know. And I even, you know, losing an animal that was so precious to you can be just as life altering as losing a spouse. You know, that, you know, we get into these moments that happen, and grief is such a magical, and I'm not using magic in the sense of it's all sparkles and glitter, but it's that magical moment where we really find out who we are. And it's a walk, it's a journey, and it's a continuous journey. I mean, my parents passed away over 30 years ago, and it's been a continuous journey through the 30 years of sometimes it feels like yesterday, and then it feels like 30 years ago. And I know you feel that too, Martha. That,
well, but also, you know, what, like, I'm thinking about right now, Natasha, with what you're saying, is that I think it's really important for us all, like, you know, the four of us right here, me, Nathan, Stacy, Natasha, we were the fortunate ones through what we've been through with the flooding and what's been going on in our area, because we weren't personally devastated. But there are so many right around us, and many that weren't, you know, that this, you know, the 100-year flood, like Natasha talked about it, places that never flooded before, people that weren't expecting it. There are so many that have lost everything. Mm-hmm. And so if you catch yourself, you know, if you're going down a hole and the poor me, whatever's going on, it's not that this doesn't diminish what you're going through, but bring it into perspective and imagine, you know, someone that, I mean, I, one of my close friends, one of her friends, you know, had a tiny home that was movable and had thought she had it parked and was living there forever. And then the people decided differently. She had to move, and it just moved her home, but was down into the floodplain, and it was totally washed away.
I have a friend who just recently moved into a place down in Auburn right before all the flooding happened, and where they were was right on that borderline of the evacuation zone of Auburn. So they're just constantly on their phones, you know, trying to see, do we stay here? Do we move? And yeah.
So there's so much going on around here, and there's so many of us around that have lost everything. So just remember, if you're feeling particularly down or bad or depressed or whatever, you know, what will help you more than anything else? Go help someone else. Volunteer. Give something. Do something. It's amazing when we serve at what a difference that makes in our lives and how we feel. So go make somebody else's life better or do something to help. But at least, but realize, and I did that with myself this, you know, earlier in the week when I was just feeling down and all of that. And then I had to kind of slap myself. And Martha, you weren't affected at all. I mean, look at that. You have so much to be grateful for. There's no reason at all to even entertain this stuff. Be grateful for what you have. And that's the other thing. When you get into some of these emotional things through holidays and reminders and all that sort of stuff, it's so easy to go into the negativity. But remember what I'm always telling you. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. We're powerfully creative with our minds, and we're just beginning to realize how powerful we are. Well, when you got that negative stuff going on, just stop it. Tell those voices, stop it, and then make a conscious effort to start counting your blessings. And everybody has blessings to count. I mean, even those that have lost everything can be grateful that they have their lives, or they got their animals out, or, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, they've got shelter now, or they're getting help, or whatever it is. Find anything you can to be grateful. That will shift the energy. It makes a huge difference if you make conscious choices with your mind and what you do. Does that make sense?
Well, our mind is very powerful. It can make any story up that it wants to.
You betcha.
You know, kind of like the other day, I was going to work and found out that, you know, most of the people that I work with were going to be gone. So I was going to be pretty much one of the ones that ran recess duty by myself. And guess what? It was a very rainy day, right? It was a very rainy day. And it was the beginnings of the floods. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a rotten day. And I said, stop. It's not going to be a rotten day. It hasn't started yet. Just stop. I know it's going to be an interesting day. And that's my choice of my words right now, is it's going to be an interesting day. You know, so it's like, just a minute, Martha, please. And so that interesting word, right, it puts it in a neutrality. It could be interesting in one way or interesting in another way. So I'm bringing in my words that can be more playable, for lack of a better word. Now, by the end of the day, you know, after I stopped myself from going down my rabbit hole, the end of the day was an interesting day. It wasn't the easiest, but it played out totally different than I thought it would be. We didn't end up having recess duty. I didn't have to deal with kids in the puddles. You know, it's like, but we ended up just being able to negotiate it. And we were out of work by 1 o'clock, you know, because of the floods. It was like, it just played out so differently. So if we can kind of allow our emotions, allow our story to have been heard, you know, like my mind saying, it's going to be, I said, yeah, it could be, but yet stop.
Yep. And remember,
acknowledge our emotions, acknowledge our story, right? It's okay to be there, but it's not okay to stay there.
Okay. I've got a classic example for you on this thought directing energy business and how powerful we are with our minds. And it's just because recently, it's a very popular show. I don't know. Did any of you guys watch The Amazing Race?
Not really.
Okay. Well, if you guys don't watch it, it's really a great show. And, you know, it's like couples, might be married couples, father, son, brothers, partners, whatever. But two people and like they start out with maybe 12 or 13 couples, and they have a race around the world. And it's really a great show because you learn all about the different places that they go and race through. And so it's really fun to watch and to see all the different places and learn about the different cultures and all that sort of thing. But they're racing for $1 million. And you can see a classic example of what we're just talking about here about thought directing energy, because the teams that do the best are the ones that have the positive attitude. And if they run into a challenge on the race that they're having trouble with, they can't do it. They don't get mad at each other. They don't yell at each other. And they start talking. They keep their attitude up. And I can get through this. And I can do this. And it makes all the difference in the world. And then you have the ones that have the negative attitude and, oh, we're so bad at this. Oh, I can't do that. I'm not a dancer. I have a terrible memory. I can't. And the ones that are negative like that are the ones that don't make it and, you know, get lost. But it really is a classic example, because always the people that end up at the top and the ones that win are the ones that had the positive attitude and thought positively through the whole thing instead of going negative. And you can just watch them do it to themselves. When somebody has a challenge that, oh, this is, I can't do this. And then you watch them talk to themselves and work and talk positive. And all of a sudden, boom, they've done what they're doing. And then you get the other ones that say, oh, I can't do this. And then they go into that negative and I can't. And they're the ones that take forever and can't get it done. So,
well, I've been really witnessing people. Yeah, I've been really witnessing a lot of people that, you know, I had a show on why are we so tired? You know, why are we so wrung out? And it's our nervous system. You know, the nervous system is so cooked and fried, right? That we've been on this fear and flight. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if you got them, but I got like all these alerts on my phone starting at 5 o'clock in the morning about you got to evacuate. Cedar Woolley has to evacuate. Uh-oh. And I'm like going, I'm not in the flood zone. I mean, yeah, if something majorly happens, you know, the whole town of Cedar Woolley is going to be gone. But, you know, it's like we're not there. And so it's like I was like noticing how much my nervous system, where I used to be, would have fed into that because that energy was part of my nervous system's knowings. And that's the thing is that the nervous system, it either knows it's either excited or in fear and flight. And it feels the same to the nervous system. And so that's where our nervous system really can, I've been using the mantra a lot. I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. And it's not because of my realities, it's for my nervous system.
Yeah.
And that nervous system saying I'm safe can help because I know that, you know, when we're going into the fear and flight moments, that it attaches, the nervous system and the mind likes to attach to the depression. But it's okay to be in depressed moments, but it's not okay to be in that depression for a long time. And grief will put you there. The grief will I mean, talk about a nervous system being so tired through that grief process. But we have to understand that it is a movable thing. And so, like, I would spend a night, you know, being depressed, you know, just going into the darkness. The house was dark and everything like that. But at the same time, though, it's about moving into that light. So the next morning, I would say, okay, I had my time last night. Now it's time for me to move. It's time for me to get moving. It's time for me to do what I need to do. So, you know, give yourself a chance to have that nervous system being okay.
Yeah. And if you need help, okay, and you do feel stuck and you need something like that, it is time for us to take care of our advertisers. And even though we heard from her last hour, I just wanted to mention, related to that, remember Linda Rasmussen and the neuroenergetic balancing, the best practice, because that's what she does. And when you, if you get stuck somewhere, you can do a session with Linda. You don't even have to go and work with her in person. You can do it over the phone or Zoom, but she can help you shift that. And clear a lot of that out of your body. So I do regular sessions with Linda, and it's an amazing experience. So it's kind of like doing all the talk therapy without the talk part. You don't have to. She gives you something mm-hmm. to keep your mind busy, so she can balance your body. So remember that. Anyway, we are going to take care of our advertisers and stay on schedule. And then when we come back, you know, we've got stuff to talk about, but time to go through. But gotta remember, it's our Merry Christmas edition, and we need to have rehearsal. Okay, so we're gonna take care of our advertisers, and then when we come back, I think we're gonna do round one of Christmas carols. But we're gonna call it rehearsal because we haven't done this together with Nathan and the keyboard and all. We're not quite sure how this is all gonna work, so we're gonna fool our way through this. When we get back and hopefully get it perfected, and then we'll be able to do it again the next hour. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Some Christmas carols coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Quite a silent night yet, but we'll get there. Alrighty. Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number two, our Merry Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we did hear from Natasha during that break, and Natasha, let's see, people can check you out or reach you through your website, which is intuitive. clarifications.com. And then you have a YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter IC, the letters for intuitive clarification. And that's where they can find your podcast. You're there, right? 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
4 o'clock on Wednesdays. Now I'm going to be taking a break through the holiday season. Wednesdays end up on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So I'm going to take a break during this and spend some time with family. And then I'll be back after the new year, the first Wednesday of the new year that is not New Year's.
All right. But you have a lot of stuff on your YouTube channel, though, if people.
Over 1,300 video or 13.
So if you don't have anything to do or need one, you can listen to Natasha on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
I have my hour live shows, but most of my videos on my YouTube channel are shorter 2-minute videos, minute and a half videos that just are little pick-me-ups. So if you're looking for a pick-me-up and a conversation about things that I've done some really good messages that the universe wanted me to bring through those short little videos. And you can find me on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or X now, you know, and it's been funny how since so-and-so took over that my good messages are getting more and more seen on X. So it's been kind of interesting how you talk about AI. Actually, he has a little, this is AI'd videoed. So it's been interesting how he has some, where he has that disclosure. Well,
you're talking about Musk, right?
Yeah. Okay. the he. But I've been staying on because I was told that, that you know, there needs to be some light in the midst of change. And I was told to stay on to be the light through the midst of the change.
Okay, well, speaking of light, we need to sing. So, before we run out of time here, Nathan is getting things set up. So, I guess we got to decide, are we going to start with my favorite Winter Wonderland, or are we going to do Santa Paws is Coming to Town?
We start with Santa Paws is Coming to Town? That's how I have it up here on my music.
I figure you can be the director since...
Yeah, I'll just give you a little bit of an intro and then just give you a nod once
you're
ready.
Stacey, are you ready? You got your lyrics over there. And Nathan, you got your lyrics. You don't have a microphone close to your mouth.
But I got my chord sheet music here.
Okay, but are you going to be singing with us?
No, I'll be accompanying you.
Well, how come you can sing and play at the same time, can't you?
I don't have enough talent for that, but you'll hear what's going on at a keyboard and probably find out why I'm choosing not to sing.
Stacey, I think that's an excuse.
He's got all set up there, so I guess we got to give him that.
Do we gotta go along with that?
And my microphone doesn't quite reach far enough to get over the keyboard.
Well, that's kind of true, so I guess we'll give you that. So we're these, of course, remember that we're Animal World here, so we're singing for the animals and with the animals and all that sort of stuff. It is not intended to offend anyone. So if you don't want to hear our goofy animal Christmas carols, turn the channel. Go someplace else because we're going to have a great time here. We always do. All right. Apologize if we don't sound so good, but we're having fun. How about that? So we've not ever done this with music. So how are we going to start this?
Well, I'm just going to intro and I'll give you like a little nod when first verse.
All right, Stacey, we'll see how we do.
All right, here we go with Santa Paws is Coming to Town.
Okay, was that
well? That's fancy.
I'm messing it up here.
I was ready to go a long time ago, and he's got all fancy over there.
Well, yeah, no, that's very cool. But
you
said I will give you a bing, and you pointed your finger, so I was waiting for the finger point.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, see, this is why we're rehearsing, folks.
I was going to give you a nod with my head.
Well, you okay?
My fingers are playing the piano. I got to nod at you with my head. So.
Okay, so when you nod, it's time for us to start.
Yes.
Okay. Rehearsal number two.
Okay.
Take two.
This is why we're rehearsing, people.
Take two. You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. You better not know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho, ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. Second time. You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh! You better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. Had a musician in the house.
Jeez.
How cool. Well, that was pretty good for a rehearsal, you think?
Yeah, we botched the first attempt. Nobody sang along with me.
Well, that's why we're having a rehearsal.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So now do we get to do my favorite?
Yes, we have Doggy Winter Wonderland coming up next.
Oh, This is my favorite. I just love this. I get carried away with this one. I just think this is so fun. And now whenever I hear Winter Wonderland, you know, like I'm listening to Warm when I'm driving around in the car, I have to sing it. I have to sing the dog version. I sing the doggy version. All right. So now we're waiting for your nod here, right?
Yep. It'll sound like, you know, we're doing the end of, let's see, the So All the World Will Know It's Mine, and then we'll go into, actually, no, it's like marking up my Winter Wonderland part. So, yeah, after that, we'll have you go into the intro with dog tags and ring, but like I did last time, I'll give you the nod. So here we go.
All right. Dog tags and ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property. Mark them as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, till all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post, close my natural incense most. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Round two. Dog tags ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property. Mark them as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, my mind. Straight from me to the fence post, close my natural incense post. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. All right. My gosh, who knew we had a pianist? How fun. Gosh, that was fun. Well, I think we did pretty good for the rehearsal, don't you think?
Yeah, much better on that doggy winter in Wonderland once we knew all the cues and stuff like that.
But
we'll give it a round two in the third hour of the show, and hopefully everything will be nice and perfect.
Yeah, we'll try our best. We'll close out with singing you some wonderful animal Christmas carols to send you on your day, but it was really fun. Okay, so now we've raised the bar. How we can't ever go back to the old ways now. I mean,
yeah, we've come a long way. It used to be just a cappella, and I found some back tracks and things like that.
And then he hauls his keyboard in here and shows us that, my God, he's a pianist and a musician and stuff. Do you play anywhere or do anything with
your music? With my church every now and then. I used to play a lot when we had a band, and for kind of like the service that was geared towards the younger generation and the teens and stuff like that. But I also help out with special events and stuff too, and our things like the Easter Vigil, and I won't be doing Christmas this year because I'll be going out to Kentucky, but things like that too. And
all right well, so Natasha didn't seem to be all that impressed with us, so how did we sound?
Good job, guys.
Because just
you did good.
Natasha couldn't sing with us because she's on Zoom, and that there's a delay and all of, anyway, she, but we hoped she'd be here to sing with us, but I couldn't tell from your face because you were looking down. I think, well, she doesn't seem to be real impressed with what we're doing here.
I don't think she has the lyrics, too, for the songs. I don't know if those got sent to her.
No, but I know them from through the years, you know, singing with you. So I was singing in my head.
And of course, with the Zoom delay and stuff like that, it's
well,
a little bit.
I don't know about you guys out there, and maybe everybody's churned the channel. There might not be anybody listening. Right? Yeah, but you know what? I think we were fabulous. And I think we've raised the bar now. We have to have, Nathan, you can't ever leave. And we have to have musical accompaniment, or Stacy and I probably can't sing without
we'll
that
to,
anymore.
Yeah,
now
we'll bring some other instrument next time. I don't know.
Do you play anything?
No, I know.
you said it like maybe you play guitar or you.
I was
going to
say yes.
Yeah,
no, you got
guitar.
Another instrument to add?
We can have a little some tambourine or something. We can have in the background some bells. We can do something.
Yeah,
I have Robbie's
drummer
sleigh
and
bells.
The keyboard.
I have Robbie's
playing.
Sleigh bells at home.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
see?
I bet. Oh,
next year.
Okay, next year, sleigh bells.
There you go.
Because sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Yeah.
In the lane.
Yes. No, we need dog tags or something.
It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Woo-hoo! You should see me in the car. I'm so good. Okay. Anyway, we are out of time for the second hour. We are going to get up and dance and move around and exhaust Martha with the Jingle Cats. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. And you're popping around to the Jingle Cats. Make sure you're sending love all over the country, all over the world. It's needed so much. And I always energize up the Jingle Cats now, just like the love train. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. And another hour to go right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.